A quick look at the art grid. I thought I'd mention a video on how to set up grids under Krita, as some artists seem to enjoy that kind of thing. The grid is a method of capturing correct proportions, and there is no debate about it. Those who have tendencies to push artists away from art do stir things up from time to time, but they don't matter, as they are just full of hate and jealousy and cannot be reasoned with. There are some neat tricks related to the grid. Grid scaling, for one. It helps you enlarge your source image, which is kind of really cool. And using apps that make the grid for you can really simplify the process. You can try using chalk to make the grid so that you won't have to erase it using an eraser. And of course, it is all really low tech and very friendly. You know, the grid really will take you a long way forward, but you will still need to worry about the shadows. If your shapes are correct, but lights and shadows off, the portrait still won't come out quite right. After all, the difference between a circle and a sphere is just a shadow and highlight. But having the correct proportions is a great start, and it will help you position everything else correctly. To improve the shadow and highlight work, make sure that your source image is black and white so that you can see all the shadows and highlights better. And try to use a mid-tone paper. It's an art paper that is pre-colored gray, so you only need black and white chalk or a chalk pencil for highlights and your standard old graphite. But more than that, try to apply the posterize filter to see the colors a bit better if you have a digital photo. And try an edge finding filter. It will convert a photo to very rough outlines, but it is sometimes useful. It may be best to get into art on a computer, you know, as here you can erase and experiment to no end. Paper or canvas is much less forgiving. Beyond correct proportions and getting the highlights and shadows correct, your next challenge will be color. And on a computer, you can study color with a color picker. You can visualize how colors transform in sunset or shadow, or even blue and stormy sky. It is much easier to experiment with mixing your own colors on a computer, and of course, you don't have to pay for the paint. There do exist color palettes that are more beautiful than reality. For example, some portraits are lit not just by light, but also iridescence and magic. Magical colors, and thus color experiments, are just as important as getting the proportions right. And finally, the real critics? They do not care about how you create art. The critics that are worth their salt only care that your art transforms lives.